Hello there, I'm Carrie Wong from the University College London. Welcome to my poster presentation on a longitudinal three-wave network analysis of COVID-19's impact on schizotypal traits, depression, and loneliness. This poster is based on data collected through the UCL Penn Global COVID Study, a 30-minute online survey that was open to anyone 18 years and above with access to our study website link. I am the PI and started this three-wave study in April 2020, with a follow-up in the winter 6 months later, and a final wave at 12 months in April 2021. I'll be presenting data from the three waves of the study, which coincided largely with the UK national lockdowns 1, 2, and 3, and the easing in the summer. The goal of this study is to address the gaps that exist in the current COVID literature. First, by mapping the relationships between schizotypal traits, paranoia, and a wide range of mental health variables beyond measures of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Second, assessing how these relationships changed over a 12-month period using novel network analysis. I wanted to answer three study questions here, as you see on the poster in the blue box. Are schizotypal traits and paranoia positively related to poor mental health during the pandemic? The answer is yes. Do these networks and connections differ by gender, age, country, and time during the COVID-19 pandemic? The thinking behind this is that perhaps we can identify key vulnerable groups to then direct resources to help these people cope. Unfortunately, our data suggests that the answer is largely a no. So the relationships we see seem to persist over time and affect everyone. What cross-legged relationships are observed in these networks? There are some interesting differences here, so I'll hold off to share with you when we actually meet. The take-home message is a little stress can be good, but if prolonged, can be harmful for us both physically and mentally. And this paper begins to tease apart some of these more nuanced relationships. The COVID-19 pandemic is and continues to be a major stressor for many people. We know from the literature that stress predates psychosis and many mental health illnesses in later life. So why is this study relevant and why now? Very few COVID studies have looked at the pandemic's impact on schizophrenia-like symptoms, like schizotypal traits and paranoia, in relation also to mental health variables, even though the prevalence of mental health issues has worsened for many people. We know these psychological constructs are highly comorbid and cannot be well understood with only cross-sectional designs and prevalence rate research. So we must capture the comorbidity by mapping the variables in a network analysis, so all the variables are considered simultaneously. We need a large enough sample size, wide range of mental health outcomes, and multiple assessment time points to see how these variables are related to one another concurrently, as well as how they change over time, if any. This knowledge can inform policies in governments, workplaces, and schools, and help the general public better cope and recover from this pandemic. I look forward to meeting you and would love to hear what you think about my findings. See you soon.